Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. And as much as I try to leave sports, they pull me back in. It is a Ravens-Titans week around here. We talked a lot of football down in Nashville, a lot of Lamar Jackson, a lot of Derrick Henry. And this is where sort of sports and where we are in the world sort of congregate. Torrey Smith, we all knew you were one of the good ones down there wearing your Terps jersey here today on our Zoomcast and running around with the Ravens and the Eagles and winning championships. But you always said you were going to make Baltimore part of what you're doing, and we're Baltimore Positive. And your story coming across is one of the more Baltimore Positive ones I've had in the front end of Thanksgiving. So it's good to have you on. How you been, pal?
Good. How you been? How's the family?
You know, my wife's beautiful. I was in here eating Taharka ice cream in the previous segment, and sometimes I yell for my wife to come grab the ice cream to put it away so it doesn't melt. But when I do that, she eats it. And I don't, you know, I can't have her eating all my eggnog ice cream before the holidays. How are you doing, man? Give me COVID life with you. You have such a beautiful family. I mean, I follow you. I see you on Instagram and see you on Facebook and whatnot. And we don't get together as often on the air. I see you on TV. But, you know, the little boy I remember in mama's stomach, they're getting, your kids are getting big, man, you know?
Yeah, you know, time's flying, you know, dealing with COVID like every other parent right now. I feel like I should have waited one more year to retire, so I would have been in a little more certain situation. But, you know, it's been cool. It's been a huge adjustment dealing with the kids every day. My wife's homeschooling right now. We're actually thinking about putting them back in since they said that they're not going to be going back to school till April. We were trying to hold off homeschooling for a little while, but my son needs some socialization right now. I'm the nervous guy with COVID. I try to be safe. I keep him away from as many people as possible. I try to limit my interactions with people, but you know, I've been doing media as well. We've been doing a lot of great things in the community. We just made our announcement with our partnership with Baltimore Rec and Parks to run the programming over at Hilton Rec Center in West Baltimore. So,
No. I'm not going to let you just say, well, we just made a deal. I mean, come on now. I mean, give me the whole story about how this. Last time I saw you, I was asking John Angelos about the future of the Orioles about a year ago. We were at some PR event. Maybe I bumped into you at the Super Bowl. Maybe last time we got together as well. And we've talked about the city. Every time I get together with you, we're talking about making Baltimore better. And I know you have a passion for this and your level 82 thing. Just give me the whole foundation of how these things happen, not just with your name and you know proceeds and involvement, but who comes to you and says, Torrey, this is the thing you need to do?
Me?
Oh, you found this one. No, but this project, I mean, how do you find the project you want to get into?
That gives me, you know, my wife and I, we've been trying to figure out for years, what can we do to help Baltimore? We've done after school programs, we've done one-off events. Now that I'm retired, you know, we knew we were going to be back here so we can actually do more. So what were those steps going to be? So last year, after I retired, my home wasn't finished yet. I actually had a nightmare build, and my building went bankrupt in the middle of my bills. So things were delayed, but there were some legal challenges there, so let me not go into that too much. But I was actually living at the Hyatt in downtown Baltimore. And so during that time, I was trying to figure out, like, all right, we're in Baltimore, we're in the city. Let's take advantage of being here and try to figure out what we can do. So I was literally going around the city. I was online looking at properties that we could potentially use as a center. I was looking around, and we were ready to look into purchasing one ourselves. And then I was told about Baltimore Rec and Parks and what they were trying to do. And I was like, all right, well, let me see what they have to offer and how we could partner to which would be better for us and them to try to enhance the community. And so it aligns with what we want in terms of collaboration, brings out the best in everyone. So we were just on that mission. So I was going, I feel like I know Baltimore Rec and Parks system better than they do right now. As much time as I spent driving around and getting to know the neighborhoods and the communities. And we really, it was something about this community that really drew me to them. You know, there's a strong school there at Green Street Academy, a very strong neighborhood association, and the need is there as well. It's a facility that has been open consistently for over 13 years, and it's a great opportunity. It has space, green grass, you can expand. It has grass at a field that's there that, you know, you can improve so that kids can play games there. So it's kind of like the perfect opportunity. And I was like, all right, let's do it. It's going to take some time, but let's do it. You know, we're here for the long run. Let's figure out what we can do. And I tell people all the time, the actual example of the step that really kind of made us realize that we had to do more than just after school programs was when we had our after school program at Franklin Square Elementary School. When I was in Philadelphia, I would come back every Tuesday. And every off day, I would catch the train from Philly down to Baltimore and teach my kids a lesson there in our program. And throughout that, I got to know other kids in the school. We would typically adopt that school for like back to school events and things like that. But, you know, those kids weren't in my program, but I got to know a bunch of them. And so we would be behind these glass doors in the library, in our media room, and it's our 30 or so kids. And then I would see all the kids coming by, looking in the window, wishing they could be a part of it, but they couldn't because of numbers. And that's literally a visual representation of what it looks like when kids have opportunity because they've been chosen or because they've been picked. And in the real world, where you live versus kids that want that opportunity, but are on the outside looking in. So it's like, okay, how can we help that child's siblings, that child's family, and really change Baltimore for the better, one neighborhood at a time? And there was no better opportunity than this partnership right here.
Man, you played in a couple places. I mean, you went out to the West Coast, and I remember you and I were talking West Coast crab sushi at one point out there in San Francisco and up in Philadelphia. You adopted Baltimore early on and obviously won here and played here, you know, but coming back here at this point to make a difference on a weekly basis, hourly basis, moving forward. I mean, we all think we have more time than we do, right? I mean, now you find yourself homeschooling. Now we got COVID. We have all this going on. But 5 years from now, what's this going to look like in your mind?
Oh, it's going to be a completely different building. One, it's going to be built out. It's going to have different programs. It's going to have a music studio. It's going to have 3D printers. It's going to have tablets and technology that they can use for graphic design. We're going to have tutors there. We're going to be able to expose them to different things through trips. So it's going to be a very active place. There will be sports programming there through Baltimore Rec and Parks. It's going to be a thriving space that is now really dead, to be honest. So we're looking forward to bringing new life to it. The community is working extremely hard already, so we're not coming in with the Superman cape expecting to feel like we're better than anyone or we're trying to save anyone. We're coming in to partner with them to help them improve what they're already doing. And so that's our approach. And, you know, it's going to be completely different right there. And I hope that in 5 years, we will be able to say, you know, we've been able to change some lives and we've been able to change the culture in that neighborhood.
You know what? I want to have you back on at some point in the next 6 months with Don and sit here and do a proper hour and go soup to nuts with all of it and bring in some of your connections, you know, especially if we're still zoomed up at that point once it's spring and the weather gets a little better and, you know, all of that. Because this is what we're talking about around here, about people lifting Baltimore and the Baltimore positive spirit of what you're doing, man. Hats off to you over on the west side. I know the time is short today because you got kids and things are running around. Just a little on the Ravens here. This is sort of the treacherous part, right? I mean, Stanley, Boyle, guys are getting injured. Marshall Yanda's not coming back. Here comes Tennessee and Pittsburgh within 4 days of each other. We all eat pumpkin pie next week. This isn't last year anymore. And you played on a champion where things change next year without Anquan and a million other things, but and without Ray and without Ed as well for that team. But this team's a lot different than 14-2 last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. No season is the same. I think we would all like to have the exact same roster, but I still think it's a luxury that you have in Baltimore right now. You would think Baltimore hasn't won a single game the way everyone's treating this team. You know, everything's still in front of them right now. Are we talking about what, 3 losses here? I mean, come on, still in position for every single thing, but it's like, wait, this team doesn't look like it is last year. It's not as dominant as it was last year, but it's not going to be the same, right? You just have to figure out a way the DNA of this team this year, get back to being yourself. And I tell people all the time, it's a luxury to be able to struggle, but still be able to win games and have everything in front of you and be in great position. And that's what the position that this team is in right now. So to me, as a fan, I'm very comfortable with what I know about the leaders, about the ability of their quarterback to be able to overcome things that this team can get it together. There's still enough time. You know, the division isn't out of reach, but, you know, as Pittsburgh continue to win, it's going to be a lot tougher. They're going to have to win this week and obviously beat them on Thanksgiving. But if the division is out of it and it's a race for the wild card, you know, this is a team that's capable of getting it done. You know, Coach Harbaugh coaches his best ball later in the season. And so it's get that time is coming. I'm expecting this team to turn around, even with the injuries, right? You have enough veteran leaders that know how to get it done on this team. They know that feeling. So I'm looking forward to watching the team go and develop and, you know, looking forward to watching Lamar and this offense get back in sync, because that's really the difference. You're watching a championship defense right here. But the offense hasn't been in sync. So I believe that it still happened. Why? Because they aren't there yet. So you can only go up.
Can you imagine doing practices on Zoom as a player and knowing what the Browns are doing this week and what these other teams are doing? I'm a little concerned about January, man. I'm concerned that they're really going to get to the finish line unless they take all the teams and put them in Vegas or put them someplace like the NBA did, like the NHL did. I would hate to see a team lose its quarterback room the second week of January with COVID and not – even if it's the Steelers. You know? I mean, I want a fair fight. You know, after watching baseball be a little bit of like a tournament and not really a season, I like the integrity the NFL's had so far, that the games have been good, the competition's been pure. I think COVID could really mess that up.
It can. It really can. But I think the NFL's done a great job so far. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I didn't think it would be this smooth. And
Fair enough.
There have been some hiccups. But listen, compared to what it could be, you're talking about both times I went to the Super Bowl in Baltimore and in Philadelphia, for whatever reason, there was a stomach bug or a virus that ran through the team. Starts with one person coming in. Oh, I'm not feeling good. They may miss practice. And then all of a sudden, it's like 20, 25 guys in the next day or two, right, because of contact. Well, with COVID, it hasn't been that bad yet. They've been able to isolate the people that need to be isolated. They have a lot of money in that league, so they're able to test the way they're supposed to test. And I think you have to be impressed with the way they're doing, but the timing of it, it could be bad. You know, if someone loses their quarterback the first week of the playoffs, I mean, they're not going to hold it up because Patrick Mahomes or whoever, Drew Brees, whoever, may not be able to start. Like, the game is going to go on. But I think, again, I would love to see some type of bubble when that time comes for the playoffs. Is it realistic with 85 guys on each team? I mean, at least 85 guys in that organization? Not sure, but I do think it's something that will be interesting to look at, especially the closer you get to the end, right? Once it's like that final four or those type of locations. But I think you bring up an interesting point.
Torrey, a pleasure always to visit with you and spend some time with you. I'm going to get out to 2950 Phelps Lane and take a look around one of the days when you're having an event out there or doing something. I'm proud to know you, proud of your involvement, proud that a lot of people talk about it. You know, we talk about this with Baltimore Positive and Brian Billick and Living Classrooms and what I've tried to do here over the last dozen years. A lot of people talk about coming back and doing things in Baltimore. And then, I've seen this, Torrey. I've been at this 35 years, right? So a lot of people sit on the show in 19 or 2000. And say, you know, in 2020, I'm going to build a kids center. You're the guy that did it. So hats off to you, brother. I know you're sticking around. So, hey, man, I hope we're getting together talking about playoff football 6 weeks from now and health and good health and in the spring having your kids out there doing what they do. But I appreciate all you're doing for the city, brother.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
Torrey Smith joining us here. You can find him out on television before and after games and out on the Instagram and out on the Twitter and his beautiful kids and over in West Baltimore doing just an amazing project. I'm going to share the link out for everything that's going on over there with Baltimore City Recs and Parks. It is the Hilton Recreation Center, 2950 Phelps Lane, right here in Baltimore, Maryland. You know how to find Torrey out on social media. You know how to find us at the new BaltimorePositive.com. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore sports, Baltimore Ravens, and good deeds of Baltimore Positive.